Hey guys, if you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review on iTunes. Every review helps us out, so don't be afraid to leave us a 5-star review. Thanks, and enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in for Across America. I'm your host, Fodsworth Pennysweather. Here with me, as always, Robert Lamb.
Good day.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Perfect.
I hope everybody's week, day, month, year is going fantastic. If your birthday just passed, happy birthday.
But if it didn't, look forward to it.
If it didn't pass yet, it will.
Are you sure, though?
Just keep looking up. All right.
Taking a wild stab in the dark.
That's right. Happy birthday, though.
Everyone.
Last we stopped a thrilling episode.
Thrilling.
You guys camped behind the convenience store, which was the only store in the entire state of Washington.
Yep.
Right before you guys tackled the mountain, you dealt with the racist...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Consumer of fruits.
Yeah. The racist banana guy.
Yeah.
And yeah, we stocked up on some food, took a rest day.
Which then, I'm sure was much needed.
Yeah. Rest
day. For all two of you.
Rest day was always a good day.
Yeah.
It was sit down, read our books, laying in the tent.
Check out a podcast or two.
Check out a podcast, play some games. I brought my Nintendo DS too.
Wow.
So I played my games a little bit.
That's
not
awesome.
Much, but every once in a while.
Robert actually was the co-founder of Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
He got the idea
while walking across
the country. He goes, you know what? A Charmander would be right here.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely in the snowy mountains.
Yeah.
Yep.
It only makes sense.
If only. Because right. Then I wouldn't even be doing podcasting at this time. I'd be a millionaire. I'd just be sitting on my throne right now.
He'd be doing podcasting and his releases would not be so regular.
No.
And the Patreon page would not exist.
No. I wouldn't need it.
No.
I'd be millionaire.
That's
I'd just be
right.
laying on my golden hammock and under the Tuscan sun.
Oh, boy. He'd be on a crystal speedboat made of diamonds.
Yeah. I thought it was crystal.
That's a joke, but whatever.
I know.
We're going to move on.
Yeah, so it was, you know, I'm trying to think. Like, date-wise, I don't remember, but I know that we expected to be on this, or in this mountain range for about 5 days if we did about 15 to 20 miles. I was hoping we could do a little bit more per day.
To
but
get
we were
out
gonna
of
see.
There.
Yeah, but it was a rough walk. It was very steep. And when we started, you know, it like goes through the mountain pass, so it's very like scenic. Like the scenery is like breathtaking, and a lot of woods, everything like that. We didn't really run into like any animals, but we did stop at these campsites along the way. They were just on the side of the road. And I remember the lady who worked at the convenience store was like, "Oh, you can, like, you won't even have to worry about water. There's just waterfalls like falling down the side of the mountain. You can just get some of that water, and it's like the freshest. It's so good. You can just do that." I'm like, I'll still use my water filter just in case. I don't need one of those protozoas going into my mouth and like whatever. Yeah.
No, you don't need that grizzly dropping a deuce up at the top of the waterfall.
Yeah, I just didn't want to get sick. I was like, I don't need to get sick. But the further up we got, the air did get, like, super thin. And I realized, like, going up, because I was pulling my backpack with the wheels, and I just realized, like, for some reason, Tony liked walking uphill, but he hated walking downhill. And I was the opposite.
Well,
I liked walking downhill.
If I can just comment on that for a second.
I know what you're going to say, but go ahead.
He's pulling that backpack up the hill, so it's easier for him to maintain that balance. When he's going downhill, it feels like he's got that weight on his back.
Right.
And he's probably having to control himself going down, which would suck.
Yeah.
And he's not going to walk backwards
down
the steepness of the mountain.
No,
you are loving it because both ways you're pulling it. So even if it's down, you can put the bag in front of you and just hold on to it.
Which is
pull
what I
that,
did.
Pull that counterweight.
Yeah.
And you know, on the way up, you're pulling it. So either way, you're managing it a lot better than he is.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Definitely, like, pulling the backpack. I mean, I didn't like uphill because I was still kind of, like, pulling the weight of the backpack behind me.
Right.
Plus, like, just my legs, like, just walking uphill. It's, like, pretty steep. Like, the road, yeah. I mean, it takes a couple miles before it, like, really gets up there. But once it does.
And pulling a 45-pound laptop.
50-pound, I think, is what we ended on. Yeah. By the end of this, it's going to be a 2,000-pound laptop.
2,000-pound laptop. Your right arm is just, even now,
it's
impressive.
Just, it's huge. It's a huge right arm. And it's only because I pulled the laptop, not because of anything else.
That's it.
Yeah. No, I didn't mind walking downhill because I would put the backpack in front of me and just kind of let it glide down.
Yeah.
But, I mean, overall, I remember when we got higher up and the air just started to get thinner, we started taking more breaks. And I remember just sitting on, like, the side of the road and, like, we actually camped out. There was, like, an area where it was just, like, this moss-covered rock. Like, the whole rock was just covered in moss. And we, like, slept on it. It was, like, a nice little bed.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is pretty nice. So we started, like, trying to look for that kind of stuff to sleep on. Unluckily, we didn't find more than, like, that one time. The rest of the time, it was just even, like, sleeping in the mountains, we had to, like, sometimes we couldn't even find, like, a flat area. We had to sleep on the side. And I remember one night on this, like, incline, we moved some branches and sticks and everything like that, and we set up the tent. It was the best spot we could find, but it was literally on, like, a 45-degree angle.
Right.
So we're, like, sleeping kind of, like really awkwardly. And I remember I kept falling down to, like, the bottom of the tent, and I was just, like, curled up in a ball because I couldn't get, right, like, back up. And Tony was sleeping on, like, this huge root. So neither of us got sleep that night. Like, yeah, it was horrible.
I mean, I'm sure it's a long way up to the top.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is, I think that was, like, the third night we were there, and it was just, like, sleeping on the side. That was, like, the worst night. I couldn't even keep myself, like, from, like, rolling down to the bottom of the tent. And then I remember when we got higher up, we started to see snow. It started getting, like, really cold, and we were wondering if we were going to actually see snowfall. But when we got to the top, there was, like, a lot of snow on the sides of the roads, and it was just mounds. And Tony never saw snow before. I've seen it, like, twice, going to Connecticut for, like, you know, to visit family. But he never saw snow before. So we went around and we played in the snow. And I'm like, oh, this is cool. This is fun.
Yeah.
And then we realized, like, oh, we might have to walk.
It's also incredibly cold.
This. Yeah. Wow. But, yeah, so we had to, like, walk through the snow. But it wasn't too bad because most of it was on the shoulders, yeah, like, off the side of the road. But I was hoping that it didn't actually snow because I knew if it did, that would suck to walk through. Well, when we got to Rainy Pass, it's like Washington Pass, but I think there's, like, another one called Rainy Pass, and that's, like, the highest point. It's, like, 4,800 feet above sea level or whatever.
Yeah.
And we took a sign in front, or we took a picture in front of the sign, and then we needed a place to camp, and we're like, shit, we're going to have to camp on snow. There's, like, no clear area.
Yeah.
So we just slept on top, like, you know, we set up our tent on the snow and slept. That night I think we heard, like, wolves or, like, something creepy. I was like, this is intense, man.
You guys are channeling your inner Liam Neeson.
Well, we found a campsite, but the campsite was just covered in snow. There's nobody else there. And then there was, like, a small little, like, dirt parking lot. And then there was like porta potty bathrooms, like two, not like porta potties, but it was a concrete bathroom, but it was basically you shit into a hole kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, that night when we set up the tent, we heard the wolves and stuff like that. I'm like, well, if we need to, we can always go into the restroom and just hide out there and stuff. But
we'll also remind all of our listeners that you only went up there with, like, a windbreaker and a sweater.
Yeah.
You guys are in no way equipped for snow.
No, that was the thing is I had one pair of jeans. I did have a pair of long socks, and then I had a jacket and a hoodie. So I had, like, my hoodie, but the jacket didn't have, like, a hood. The hoodie did, but the jacket didn't. So I had my hoodie up and my hat on, my Tampa Bay Rays hat on, and that was pretty much it. Like, I mean, I only had four shirts with me, four or five.
Yeah.
And then
and you when you had the opportunity, stop and wash them somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we didn't have a lot of clothes. And Tony was kind of in the same boat. It's not like we packed a ton of clothes. So the cool thing was because we were walking, we weren't like freezing. You know, like it was actually like nice out and we could see our breath, but it wasn't like, at least we weren't sweating our ass off. Yeah.
It's not like Florida where it's crazy hot and the humidity makes it that much worse. Mm. That's the same here when it's cooler. So like when it's cooler, that humidity makes it feel a lot cooler than it is.
Oh yeah.
So, I mean, I'm sure it was not that crazy up there.
No, it wasn't too bad, but the night where we did sleep at Rainy Pass, I remember waking up to sounds on the tent. And at first I thought it was some kind of animal, but then I realized, no, I'm like, oh shit, is it raining? But then I was like, no, it's not raining. And I realized, shit, it's snowing.
It's snowing on the tent.
Yeah. So I open the tent and it's just coming down.
Yeah.
And I go, dude, Tony, wake up. It's snowing.
Tony, it's a Christmas miracle. Wake up, buddy.
And I remember both of us were like, oh, this is kind of awesome. But then like literally like 10 minutes later, we're like, oh, shit.
Crap.
Like, we got to walk through this. So that was
walking through snow is not easy. The first time I ever saw snow, I know it's not really part of the story.
No, go ahead.
But I took my family to Washington State, which is where you guys were.
Hey.
And we were at a log cabin thing up there, like a ski resort slash huge log cabin.
Right.
And I'm, you know, 260 pounds walking out on the snow with my son in my arms. And he was a little tyke at the time. Mm. We're walking out. I was like, isn't this cool, buddy? Right as I said that, and I'm 6'2", I fell down through the snow and it went all the way up to my stomach.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, okay, and it's time to get out.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, it's scary. Like, being up there, I never lived through snow. I only visited snow. So I couldn't imagine like how bad it was going to be having to walk through it on the side of the road, especially it was so heavy. You know, people driving, who knows if they see us on the side of the road? And we couldn't like walk any further. Like walking on the pavement was easy. If we walked on the side, like we could have been sinking in snow because there was already mounds of it on the side. So we were kind of stuck just walking along the shoulder of the road. But before we left, we were still at Rainy Pass. And we're like, all right, let's just do this. Let's just pack up everything, and put on all of our clothes. Let's just go. Let's just do it. And I remember like our hands freezing as we tried to put the tent back into the bag.
Yeah.
And like it's wet and cold and we just couldn't get it back into the tent bag. We're like, oh my God, this is going to be a horrible day. So finally, like we get it in there and we want to like warm up. So we go into the bathroom and we go into the men's bathroom and we're in there and it's like, oh, this is still kind of cold in here. So we decide to go into the women's bathroom because for some reason it was just a lot warmer. So we're in there and we're like talking like, all right, so if we just go, we walk like this many miles, we'll at least be out of here. Maybe we'll be out of the storm, you know, because this is the highest point. So if we can just get past this, maybe in about 5-6 miles, it'll be okay. But we weren't sure. And we didn't have signal, so we couldn't look up the weather or anything like that on our phones.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, we can do this. And I remember we opened the door, and there's just like a woman standing there. And she's like, and we're like, oh, we were just...
Sorry.
It's cold out, and we're like, it's warm in there. And she's like, okay.
She's like, just get out now, please. Yeah, so... It's the same woman whose door you knocked on day
yeah, it's
one.
The same, like, what are you
get
doing?
Get out.
So we just kind of like walked past her and she just looked, gave us the weirdest look. She went in there and there's a car, like she drove up or whatever. And I guess she just had to go to the bathroom, but it was just like really awkward. So we're like, all right, let's just go. So I remember we were walking along the side of the road and we didn't get more than like a mile and it was getting pretty bad.
Yeah.
I was like freezing and we weren't walking that far, like, or we weren't walking that much. And the snow started to come down heavier and like cars were just zooming by and I'm like, oh my God, we're gonna get hit. Luckily, not too long after I had that thought, a car pulled up in front of us and it's like this Jeep and a guy comes out and he's like,
what are you doing?
What are you guys doing?
Yeah. Like, hey fellas, you realize it's snowing.
You realize where you are right now, right? So we go through the spiel real quick. Like, yeah, we're walking across the country. We're here.
We're walking across the country.
Just help us. Help us.
Just get out of our way.
So he goes, well, he's like, I do a lot of hiking, and I drive through here pretty often. And he's like, and I've gone camping and hiking everywhere, even in Alaska. He's like, you don't want to be here right now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, great. Like, I know what he's going to say. And he's like, let me drive you into town. And me and Tony kind of look at each other and we're like, well, we're supposed to walk the whole way. It's cheating if we take a car.
Walking across the country, if you take us into town, we'll be cheating and it will lessen our experience. Yep. So we are going to trudge on through the snow and lose our legs.
And then like two hours later, we wind up like Jack Torrance in The Shining and we're just like frozen in place.
Yep.
No.
And he's like, well, those kids wanted to walk.
I told them.
Tried to let them know.
Nah. So he goes, yeah. He's like, I understand that. He's like, but have you ever had frostbite? And we're like, no.
We might now.
No, we haven't, but maybe. He's like, well, you have socks on your hands. Because like we had the idea of putting socks on our hands because we didn't have gloves. So we're just wearing like socks on our hands. We have our socks pulled up as far as they can. I was wearing my shorts underneath my jeans. Yeah. And then I was wearing like two shirts, my hoodie and my jacket and my baseball cap. And he's like, yeah, you don't want to get frostbite. I had frostbite before. And he's like, I lost a toe. And we're like, ah. And I'm like, you really think it's going to be that bad? He's like, well, I don't know how long it's going to last. It could last a day. It could last a couple days.
Right.
He's like, you're pretty high up. And we're like, well, how long do we have till we hit the next town? He's like, I mean, it's going to be a day. You have 20 miles, 15 miles or whatever. Yeah. So me and Tony kind of like just standing on the side of the road. We're like contemplating it. And the guy's like really trying to like, please, like, let me just take you in, guys.
Yeah, I'd really rather not scrape you off the side of the road.
So I go to Tony. I go, all right. Well, the rule was like that we made up.
Yeah.
The rule was if we get a ride, as long as we get a ride back to where they pick us up and we continue our walk, we're okay. So we like ask him, like, do you think it'll last that long? Like, I mean, how often is it snowing this time of year? Because it's like May, it's late May or whatever. I don't know.
The guy's like, dude, we could discuss this in the car.
Yeah, please.
Be quiet.
Get inside.
Get in. You know what? I'll have somebody Uber you back. Just.
That's pretty much what it was. Like, he was like almost talking over us, like as we're like talking to each other.
Right.
And, I mean, he was a nice guy and everything. So I go, let's just. Like, I really didn't want to, and I could tell Tony didn't really want to, but I was like, you know what? Is it worth getting hit by, like, a car on the side of the road?
Or freezing
or losing a toe. So I tell him, like, okay, I don't know that much about snow anyways. It's not like I would know how to, like, survive it and stuff.
Yeah.
So I go, all right, can you take us into, it was Winthrop or however they pronounce it, which was the next town. He's like, yeah, I can take you into there. And we were like, I guess we'll just try to find a ride back. He's like, yeah, I'm going to keep heading. Like, he was going to, like, another town. He's like, but I'm sure you can find, like, it's a small town. I'm sure you can find somebody to drive you back up here.
Right.
So we're like, all right, we'll just go down wait for the storm to pass.
Let's put an X in the snow right here.
Much. And this is where we'll go. They'll drive us right back here.
Right. I buried a rainbow right over here. It will sprout out of the ground and we'll find our way back.
Oh, you couldn't find a rainbow in that snow.
You don't know that. You don't know the power of rainbows.
Well, I don't know much about rainbows at all.
Or snow, apparently.
Yeah, none of it.
This guy.
Yeah. I don't know why I was walking across the country. I know nothing about survival.
Is your story even credible?
I know nothing about survival.
Right.
But
you know what? It's all a sham.
It is.
Thank you for joining us. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
No, I mean, we came to that conclusion. We weren't sure what we want to do, but eventually we were like, all right, go ahead, take us out of here.
Yeah. So. All right. So that's going to segue into our
question time.
We
actually have some questions.
I'm going to answer your. We already answered this question, but this is off of Reddit.
Yeah, we got a bunch of questions off of Reddit recently. So
this one is, I'm not going to say their names because we didn't tell them we'd use their names and we don't want to overstep anybody's boundaries.
Right.
Were you ever afraid?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes. I don't know. I mean, there's different times.
It's a valid question. Very, very valid, because obviously at that point when you're walking along.
I mean, that was one time where I was like, I wasn't like scared, but I was like, I don't know what to expect right now.
Yeah.
Like this snow could last a long time. We could actually get like stuck out here. And that was a time where I wasn't sure how I felt. But yeah, I guess, you know, people die in snow all the time. I mean, you never know. So, and I could have got hit by a car with somebody not paying attention or being able to see through the snow. It's like the same walking through like a hard rain in Florida. You can't always see.
Yeah.
Visibility is low.
So I'm going to ask this question because I really, really like it, actually. Yeah. And I know this Redditor is not this person because this is a fictional name brought up by Dr. Steve Brule. name is Dr. Jimmy Brungus.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because he always likes to say everybody's name incorrectly. And that name just caught my eye because I love Steve Brule.
Nice.
If you did it again, what would you do differently?
A little bit more planning. I probably would plan a little bit more.
Elaborate.
I mean, like I said in the earlier episodes, we kind of, even though we wanted to do this for like years, we didn't really start planning it until like a month beforehand.
Yeah.
And then that was it. Just buy all the stuff we need, get ready, go.
So are you talking routes? Are you talking
routes,
provisions? Are you talking a 37-pound laptop?
Yeah, well, if I ever did it again, I wouldn't be going to school at the time.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't have to have the laptop. I would probably carry my backpack. I'd probably do that. I carried Tony's backpack. Like, we would switch off every once in a while, and I would carry his backpack, and he would drag mine.
So you would drag his?
Drag his along and pretend there were wheels. It scraped the bottom of his backpack, like,
all
really
the hell.
Bad. Yeah.
All the hell.
No, but I would carry his. And, like, even though it was tough carrying a backpack, I think I could do it if it wasn't for, you know, the electronics I took. I would probably just bring an iPod with me, and then that's it. I mean, I took a lot of stuff with me. This is one thing I didn't really mention earlier. When me and Tony were talking about the walk, I kind of saw the walk as almost like a vacation where I didn't, you know, I was going to school for a long time. I was working a lot, and I kind of just wanted a break from it all. So I saw like the walk as like a vacation. That's why I brought my Kindle and my iPod and downloaded a bunch of music and podcasts and audiobooks. Granted, I knew it was going to be a challenge and
this
I wanted to experience
so
something.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. But I wanted it to be like a vacation. Tony saw it as like just a challenge. Like I'm going to do this. I'm going to carry my backpack the whole way and I'm going to make it from this point to this point. And like, I was totally fine with that. I understood that. For me, I liked the challenge aspect of it, but it was more of me just getting away from everything for a little bit and kind of just concentrating on myself.
Imagine if you went across the country without your cell phone and laptop and communication devices. I think that trip would be vastly different.
I thought about that too, like if I did it, but just get like paper maps and just go across without that stuff. I don't know if I'd want to. I don't know if I could just walk 10 hours a day
without
listening to something. Yeah, without listening to something.
I'd get bored.
I don't
quick,
know.
For sure. All right. Well, that's going to do it for this episode. Everyone, please, I'll go back. I started strong. I'll finish strong. Everyone, have a wonderful, wonderful day, evening, birthday. I'm your host, Jack Austin. And again, Mr. Robert Lamb. And we'll see you next time.
This has been a Seven Lamb production.